good girls go to hell.
Hey!
Welcome back.
Thanks. Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. My name is Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You love that, don't you?
I know, right? I do.
Yeah, I wish we had a live audience to feed off of. That would be awesome. One day.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, enough of that. So welcome to Lady in the Harlot podcast. This week we are going to talk about effort and alignment.
Yes.
And what that means.
Yeah. Since there's a lot of people that don't realize that when you're in a relationship, you have to continue that effort that you first put in when you first met the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then your words have to align
right
with your actions.
Yes. So I know a lot of people like, oh, actions speak louder than words. But me personally, I need both. I need a balance of both words and action.
Yeah. I need action. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need a balance of both too. I think everybody needs that. But I need to see more action because people talk a good game. But can you freaking follow through with what you got to say?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
You can. Can you walk the walk if you talk the talk type of shit? Yes.
Pretty much.
So Miss Cheryl sent me a clip. I think we mentioned it on one of our episodes. And I'm just going to play it. And then we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
All right.
Partner enough to try.
To try what?
To actually put in the effort with them that you put in with new people. Esther Perel talks about this. You know, we go into work and we often give our most charismatic, charming, energetic selves to everybody else. And then our partner gets the scraps at the end of the night.
That's so interesting.
So, yeah, he's basically saying like the effort that you put in the beginning, you should probably put in all the time with your partner, which is true.
Yes.
Because this is the person that's going to be there at the end of the day. This is the person that's going to support you and be there when it times are down and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's the person who's going to have your back at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people tend to lose that, that drive and that interest, and they get comfortable. It's really about people get comfortable.
Yes.
You know, and they go back to who they were prior to them trying to, you know.
Yeah. I wish it was a thing of like, you're just yourself.
All the time. Yeah.
You meet someone new and you're your authentic self.
Right.
Because then you'll know if this person can deal with that and handle that. And then there's no surprises.
Right. Because I know for you and I, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
You know, like you're seeing all of me from the very beginning.
Yeah.
This how I am is how I continue to be throughout the whole relationship.
That's
my loving, caring, concerned, considerate, you know, self.
That's how I am. I only change when I see my partner change.
Yes.
And that's what I mean. Like, I don't like when I'm that.
You see a different version.
Yeah. You'll see a different version of me. And that's the one thing with me. I always say it. I don't do things just to do them. Something always triggers me.
Yeah.
Everybody. And makes me do things that I typically don't want to do or don't do in general.
Right. I think the thing is that we, you know, especially when our heart is into it and we keep trying and trying, we're talking, we're letting you know, this is the problem. This is what we need to do. This is how we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I keep repeating myself over and over and over again, at some point a person does get tired and then you fall back and you're like, what am I doing?
And then your eyes start going elsewhere.
Yes, exactly. And then you start to reevaluate and then the other person starts to realize, oh, what's going on?
Right. I notice a difference.
Yeah.
And motherfucker, I noticed a difference in you months ago.
Right.
And I tried talking to you.
And you wasn't listening to
and
me.
And you weren't listening to me.
So now you're getting a different version of me that is not the same version that you got the first time around when I was trying to communicate with you and trying to talk to you and let you know what I needed.
There's a problem. Yeah. There's a problem. Let's fix this.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that. And it amazes me because when I think back to my marriage, you know, like I've said before in the past, we grew up together. So he knew me for a very long time. We were friends for 10 years before we actually started dating.
Right.
And when we got to, like when we were, I kind of, I guess when I came back home to New York after living in South Carolina,
right,
you know, we reconnected and it was cool. You know, I got my buddy back. Like, this is great. Like, we go to concerts and he was doing all the same things that I love doing. Mm-hmm. And he started to do his own thing that made him happy. And I was doing those things with him because mm-hmm. it was like, all right, this is cool. Yeah, I'll go on a motorcycle ride and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it amazes me how much energy he put into capturing me and getting me here and keeping me here, right?
Before eventually that changed.
And as soon as he asked me to move in and I moved in, it was like total different person. His true self came out.
Which is so weird. That happens to a lot of people where you hear, and I'm not talking about stories like yours,
mm-hmm.
like stories where, oh my God, this guy was so great. And, you know, he wined and dined me. He treated me so amazing. But as soon as I moved in, he fucking snapped and became fucking Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Where were you all this time?
Yeah. That's like, I would have liked to have met you months ago.
Right? You would have given me some forewarning to fucking run the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
unfortunately, that's how a lot of physical abusive relationships start, where the guy is like amazing, like he's charming. And then all of a sudden,
and the woman falls trapped to it.
Right. And then all of a sudden, she's fucking locked in a marriage with a kid, and this guy's beating on her.
Yeah.
You know,
which is insane.
Yeah, it's like So it's crazy. So mm-hmm. I mean, my ex-husband didn't beat me because I would not stand for that. I beat him back. So.
Right, but you dealt with the verbal
but
side.
I dealt with the verbal and the mental. Yeah, right. The verbal and the mental, and it took me. It just shocked me because I was in love with him.
Right,
like I really thought that he was the one, and a lot of people for years. Not months or days, years. We're like, oh, I don't understand why you guys aren't together. Like, you guys would seem great together. And it's like, yeah, we would, but no, we're just not, you know?
So it was like, I know I remember you telling me the stories of both of you going to concerts and doing mm-hmm. all these things. And now he's changed and more on the whole, you know, Christian side of going to concerts mm. compared to the metal side of where mm-hmm. he, you know, not to say he probably doesn't enjoy that still, but it's just a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking you about that and you're like, he just changed. He just doesn't, you know, and I'm like, that's odd.
And it's so funny because like I talked to his girlfriend now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she even said like we were talking about concerts. She's like, oh, I used to love going to concerts and da 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 da. I haven't been to a concert in X amount of years. And then she's like, actually, like since I met him. And it's like, yeah, doing the same thing.
So, yeah. So it's just he was doing that with her.
Right.
And then
all of a sudden he got her and he stopped. Yeah. And it was funny because like, cause I had gotten concert tickets for my son and stuff. And she's like, oh, it's so great that you're going to go. And I remember when I saw that band and we're just having a general conversation, you know? And I was like, well, yeah, it's my fucking passion. I love going to concerts.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I'm able to do this with my son. And I said, I know his dad's not going to take him. And she's like, yeah, you know, he doesn't go to shows in the middle of the week and he doesn't. And then she's like, actually, we haven't been to a show in God knows how long, you know,
but she's not even voicing it either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if she was to voice it, would he even go?
No,
you know, he wouldn't.
No. Right. He would put up a, oh, well, why would I need to do that? Like,
no, because you need, and then, you know, this is what it is. He also tracks these women and the thing was with you, he couldn't control you,
mm-hmm.
obviously, which he didn't like. But with this one, he's controlling her he knows.
Yeah. She ain't going to go nowhere.
No, exactly. So why should he have to put in the effort to do anything when he knows in his mind you ain't going nowhere?
Right.
Right. And that's the thing with a lot of these relationships. These men and women know that their partner ain't going a damn where.
Yeah. That best foot forward.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's not that best foot forward anymore.
And then you get into these situations where you feel stuck mm-hmm. or trapped.
Right.
And you feel like, what am I doing? And that's a crappy feeling to feel like, you know.
Yeah.
Not, you know, what you're looking for, what you need, you're not getting from your partner.
Right. It's, like I said, I get really upset with the waste of time.
Yeah. We all waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, for me in relationships, there was always a lack of showing, putting in that effort.
Mm-hmm.
They would do it for a little while, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you know, and then things will resort back to how they were before.
How they genuinely are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you truly care, if you truly want me here, that will continue. Because I know if you come to me and you say, you know what, Cheryl, this and that is lacking. Can we do this to make it better? I'm like, okay, thank you for letting me, aware.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm going to step it up.
Right.
And continue that because I genuinely want this to work and mm-hmm. I want things to continue.
And I
want to
keep you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I've dealt with guys who are just like, yeah, I'm going to make this work. I promise you.
And I'm going to show you. And it's like,
I give it a week.
Yeah. You know, it was like I was telling you, like with your ex, Mr. Jazz, right?
Right.
And the biggest problem was him not accepting the kids.
Yes.
And then he'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to try. And yeah, then it's like, and it's like, well, when, right. you know? And I think that space of time, like you're saying you're going to do this, you're going to do this action.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both of us expect that action to take place within the first 24 hours of you saying it.
Yeah.
Because after 24 hours, it's like, okay, so
expiration date.
What are you going to do with this?
Yeah.
When are you going to do this action that you speak of?
Yeah. No, because I think if it's in your heart and you truly want to do it, you're going to do it instantly.
Right.
It's not something that you got to wait to do.
Yeah. You wouldn't even announce that you were you're going to do it. You were just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You will show me that this is, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is you working on us because you know this is the part that's keeping us from moving forward.
Right. And it's like, how serious are you to grow with me? And to be with me.
Right. Well, obviously we already know where that resulted to.
Yes.
Us not being together
right.
because of that.
Right.
And other things, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I like I said, if I get very, very sick and tired of repeating myself. That's like one of my biggest things. I hate fucking repeating myself.
Right.
And if I have to do so more than once,
mm-hmm.
I know me. And I give that warning and I'm like, look, I know me. This is what I want. This is what I need. If I don't see this fucking change, I'm going to leave.
Right.
I'm going to go elsewhere.
I'm going to go to somebody who's going to give me what I need and give me that attention. So I'm mm-hmm. giving you forewarning because there's other people out there who want my attention.
and are doing these things.
Yes.
However, is that really them?
That too.
Then you fall right back into the same trap of like.
I don't understand. Yeah. Like just fucking just. If this is not who you are, then just say.
This is not who I am. I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But don't go into a relationship putting on your best foot forward and putting on a mask.
An act.
Because that's what it is.
It's an act. Yeah.
Putting on an act. If this is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like doing certain things, don't pretend like you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, you know, this is not my thing, you know, but I'm doing it because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, go along with what you want to do because I'm actually taking an interest in you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't pretend like you like it. And then next thing you know, we're in this relationship and you fall back and you're like, well, this is not my thing. Well, it would have been nice if you said that from the beginning.
Right.
You know, instead of pretending, you know.
It's very, very important to me that whomever I'm with
mm-hmm.
likes at least some of the stuff that I like.
Yeah, as
I'm interest. About, and I'm talking about like music.
Right.
And likes going to shows because I want my partner to go to shows with me.
Right.
Especially bands that I love. If you don't like the band that I love, it's a little bit of a problem for me. It's a little bit of a problem for me. Because it's just a downer.
Yeah.
It is. It's a fucking downer. And
I think your partner, whoever you're dating, should take an interest. Both mm-hmm. you should have interests that are similar.
That are similar and also different.
Yeah.
So like I said, I don't even ride a bicycle. You know, but my ex-husband rides motorcycles. He was involved with a motorcycle organization. And you know how many fucking rides I went on?
Oh my God,
I'm so sorry. My aunt.
You know, Dagna never seems to turn her phone on silent.
It is.
It is always on ring.
No, but it's on. It's on silent, you know? And then you're sending me videos to play. So what the fuck?
I'm not sending you videos right now. Don't blame it on me.
No, because I played that last video. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. Yeah.
This is the attention that Dagna gets. She's always getting phone calls all the time.
Yeah, that was my aunt.
Yeah. Bad timing.
Bad timing for my aunt calling me. Anyway, sorry about that. But yeah, I went on so many fucking motorcycle rides
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't my thing, you know, like, especially when I was pregnant, my whole pregnancy, I was on that fucking bike.
Which is crazy.
In the summertime, stuck in traffic with the sun beating on me.
How are you going on a bike when you're pregnant?
Because this is what you do. You sacrifice shit.
No, but as your husband at the time, right. He should have been like, you know what? This is not home. Safe.
Right.
You this know is what? Not safe. There, that's number
would,
one.
No, he would argue with me.
Are you serious?
He would like create an argument. If I said like, look, I'm not feeling too well today. Like, I don't want to go.
When you were pregnant.
Right.
That's some bullshit.
There was one day we went and it just so happened that one of the people, we would always go to their house, their tree, when it would bloom, mm-hmm. would have caused allergy effects to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so now here I am pregnant. I just got off this bike. And then we get to her house and I'm fucking sneezing. My eyes are watering. I'm like miserable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just want to go home. Oh, but we just got here. Like, I didn't even want to fucking come here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I still did it because this is something he loves to do.
Yeah.
For the most part, when it was times where I didn't want to go, I made the best of the situation. I was like, all right, you know, I don't even want to be here, but I'll make the best of it. But best believe if there's a show, I expect you to go with me because mm-hmm. I would like for you to go with me.
Yeah, which is a compromise.
Right. That's you know? Exactly. And that's what you do in relationships, you compromise. Mm-hmm. Well, there was never a compromise.
It was just one-sided. It this was, is what I want to yeah, do. And you have to go along with it. But then when when you wanted to do something, it was like
a big old fucking problem and argument. Yeah. Man. And it was never like that. When we first started, you know, hanging out and shit, it was like, yeah, I'm down to go. Yeah, no problem. We'd fucking take road trips to go to concerts. You know?
And not anymore.
Once I moved in, you know, he asked me to move in. Like, if that was going to be a problem, like, this, you know who I am. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. If you knew that that was a problem, then you shouldn't be like, yeah, don't act like you're gung-ho about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Within my marriage,
Did you act like you love Star Wars?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Star Wars.
I didn't. I did take an interest in it because it was his thing.
Right.
So I did, you know, watch a couple of, movies.
Yeah.
I did, you know, because as I said, you know, you should take somewhat of an interest. But then when I realized that this was like, he was obsessed over it, I was like, this shit is a little bit fucking too much, you know? Right. But the issue with him was more on the family side of mm-hmm. things that we disagreed. That he didn't see no issues with how he was doing things. But then here I'm like pointing it out. Mm-hmm. And it just got to the point where I just said, I stopped talking and mm-hmm. I stopped saying anything.
Yeah, because it's exhausting.
Yeah. And he would say, you know, I would do better. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And he didn't. Mm-hmm. He did it in the way that he saw fit for him in his mind that he was doing okay. Mm-hmm. But to me, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't up to my standards. I mm-hmm. guess you can say at the end of the day. But it is what it is when it comes down to that. You know, I've dealt in relationships, even the one now, where even now there's a lack of communication. You know, he showed me this side of him that I loved, you know, when mm-hmm. it came down to it. And then, you know, here I am saying I need for you to be, you know, to reach out to me to, you know, he like, oh, I'm always thinking about you. I was like, really? I didn't think you were because you're not reaching out to me. I'm the one that's always reaching out to you saying, hey, right. how you doing?
Right.
Are you okay? How's your day? That's me telling you that I'm thinking about you.
Yeah. Cause you're know? Hearing from me.
Yeah. Yes. Cause you're hearing from me. But if I don't reach out to you, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get that right. in response.
Yeah.
I'll get crickets, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, you know, I'm saying this to him, not expecting things to change because I don't feel because I've said this more than once to him mm-hmm. through the course of everything. So it's like at this point I'm just saying it to you now where if you see me changing mm-hmm. and my personality is different mm-hmm. then you know why because yeah. a lot of people don't say why. They just get fed up and they're like fuck this and you know their head is elsewhere now.
It's a reaction to yeah. to the action. Yeah.
Yeah. So here I am letting you know why. This is what's going to be. So his response was, I'm going to do better. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do this. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself,
shut the fuck up and just do it.
At the end of the day, yeah. at the end of the day, I'm saying to myself, this is not going to last long. He's going to revert back.
Yeah. Because he keeps doing it and you keep saying it and it's like beating a dead fucking yeah. horse. Yeah.
And in my mind, if you truly want me to stick around and be here and if you're really interested, I don't have to keep saying it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be within you to want
to
do.
It's not like he doesn't know.
And I keep telling him actions speak louder than words. You keep saying these words mm-hmm. that you miss me, that you think about me. But your actions are not matching with what you're saying.
Right.
And for me, I need to see action for me to know that you are in this with me and that you actually do care. Like you say, you care.
Right. So Speaking of which, you sent me another video, and I'm going to lower my phone after this so that if anybody calls me.
From Ace Metaphor, who we do follow. You know, he has a lot of things good to say. I would definitely say.
You don't love me with your actions, I'm going to be packing. I need to see it in the way you treat me. I need to see it in the way you respect me. Do you compromise? Do you prioritize our relationship? I don't have to ask if you love me if I see it. See, the thing is, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you have to question whether or not this person loves you, most likely it's because the actions that they are displaying is telling you opposite. This man is saying he loves you, but his actions show you that he don't. A man that really loves you, not just with his mouth, but with his actions, don't disrespect you, don't cheat on you, don't neglect you, don't make you feel like you small and unheard. The man that loves you with his actions, his concern, his care, his tenderness. This man, it is evident. The one thing you don't need to be questioning if you in a relationship is whether or not that person loves you.
And that's fact. Fact.
Yeah.
I hope you men are listening and took notes when it came down to that. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah. Because like I said, like I it was funny. I was thinking as I'm listening to that and how my ex is like, you know, oh, you seem confused. And it's like, and I said, because you're fucking confusing me. Your words and your actions are not aligning. Yeah. When you delete me, when you block me, when you take down our pictures, that's not showing me that you love me. It shows me that you don't even want to fucking
don't give
think.
A shit.
You don't care. You don't want to think about me. Right. You know? You're going to events and not telling me about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm fucking finding out about it afterwards. That's not showing me that you care. That's showing me that like I don't matter.
Right.
I don't matter. I don't exist. So then what, you expect me to stay here?
Yeah.
And then and you expect me to act a certain way? You expect me to act like a fucking girlfriend? I can't I like I said, when I know that that person is invested fully,
mm-hmm. and you feel that
and you
see
feel
it.
It and see it. Yeah. Yeah, then yeah, you got me. You mm-hmm. you got 100% of me. I have mm-hmm. no problem letting you in and knowing my whereabouts and knowing what the hell's going on with me and knowing what I'm about to do. Because I just naturally do it because I want to.
Yeah.
That's that respect.
Of course.
But then when you're saying, oh, I love you and I want us to be together and I want us, you know, I want us to build together and da da da. And then you start doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course I'm going to start acting a certain way and I'm going to act just like you.
Right.
And you're not going to like it because I don't fucking like it.
Right. And you're letting this person know that. Mm-hmm. So to sit there and question you as if like,
yeah, like you seem confused and because you seem confused now I'm thinking that maybe there's someone else because you're putting your attention on someone else. And it's like, no,
you're not giving me the attention that I need. You're not doing the right things that I need.
So do you expect me to continue to give you my attention mm-hmm. and give you my all when I'm not even getting 100% of you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's right.
No. And it's like, and that's why I said, like, if you don't like the way your partner is acting
mm-hmm.
or you see a difference in their efforts, is because something is not aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to look at yourself. How am I acting towards them? How have I been acting towards them? Everything that I'm telling them, am I following through with my actions?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then there's your answer.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem acting like my partner.
I know you don't.
And like I said, they fucking hate it, you know, because at the end, once it's over and it's over
mm-hmm.
and then they move on, mm-hmm. right? They move on with their other chicks. And they go through life.
And then you reflect back.
And then they
were, damn, I fucked up.
Yeah. She really was good to me.
Yes.
She really had my back 100%. She mm-hmm. really, like, something happened, boom, there. She was there.
Mm-hmm. It's not until, as the saying goes, you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people realize what good they have until that person walks away. And then they're fucking with somebody else. And they're like, damn, mm-hmm. this is nothing like what I really want. The person that I really want, I
pushed away.
Yes, I pushed away.
Yeah. And it's like, well, okay, well, why are you pushing them away? Because you're not ready to be that adult and mm-hmm. step up?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm still trying to figure it out. I am.
You would think by the age of someone that they would have their shit together and know who they are as a person.
No.
But it's not. It seems more confusing the older they get.
Yes. Exactly. And yeah. I don't seem to get it. Like, by now, like, you should kind of know. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why, like, for my situation, why are you still wooing off of somebody who's not even in the picture anymore? Why are you not allowing yourself to let go of that person and move on? It's a little different. Your situation is a little different, you know, because it's, you know, as we said in past episodes, it's parallel. Mm-hmm. But the only difference is that you're still in the picture and you've really never technically been out of the picture. Right. This person that he was with has been out of the picture for almost a year, almost close to, it's been a couple of months, you know, but we're going into the year mark, you know, no communication, no nothing, you know. I get the holidays pass, you know, you're reflecting back on what used to be.
It's going to be 4 to 5 months and there will be a year since this person has left him.
Yeah. So at some point you have to allow yourself to let go and move on, mm-hmm. you know, and here's somebody who's in front of you. Who's like,
he hit the fucking jackpot when he met you. Honestly,
that's what I say. Yeah. You know? And it's like you, and I even said to him, it's only but so long I'm going to stick around because you're not seeing what is in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the only time you're going to see it is when I walk away. Because that's what's happened to every single other guy that I've been with. Mm-hmm. And now they want to come back. And it's like, now my head is not even here.
Yeah.
I don't want it. So you can say.
Because you already showed who you are.
You can say, oh, I miss you. I love you. You can say, I don't give a fuck what you say. Mm-hmm. That ship has sailed and gone. The time that you should have recognized that is when I was in it, you know? So now here I am again, yet again, in the same fucking boat. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I'm trying. Don't let it get to the point where I stop fucking caring. Because when I stop caring, that's it. Mm-hmm. And that goes for anybody who's any relationship. You know, we, as women, we ask you questions. We do all these things. We let you know because we still care. Mm-hmm. And if we're still putting in effort, no matter how small it is, it's because we're having that hope that things will change.
Yes.
But the moment that we stop talking, mm-hmm. and we stop asking those questions and we stop reaching out, mm-hmm. that's when you have reason to be concerned, because now we gave up.
Yeah.
And once we give up completely and that ship has sailed, there's no getting us back to that place that we once were. Mm-hmm. So appreciate the woman that you have right now, because at some point, if you don't, is you're going to be with nothing but regret, like the men that I've dealt with and the men that you dealt with. They're in regret. That's just what it is. You know, appreciate what you have in front of you, especially when you connect with this person. That person understands you. They get you on all these levels. But for some reason, you refuse to open up your mind to what is in front of you. I don't get it. You know, I understand that they say women mature quicker than men, but it's like, what the fuck?
How long does that take?
Yeah, how long does that fucking take? For you to fucking, like, see. Wake up. Yeah. You open up your eyes when that person is gone. And then you realize what you lost. You know, this is how I feel. You know, they usually say people that are meant to be in your life will always find their way back in. But also, if the person is not, it doesn't stick around. If that person leaves your life, they wasn't really meant to be there to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. You know, we meet the people come into our lives for a reason, you know, and people come in and out for a reason, you know. So sometimes we have to listen and heed those and pay attention. Why does this person come into my life? For what? Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Sorry.
I don't know. You know, it's at the end of the day, I just feel like, and this goes both ways for men and women. If you care, if you love somebody, show it, express it, don't stop, you know, do things, you know, compromise, do things together, show your appreciation, work on it, work, you know, because everything is not always fun all the time. You know, we're going to have those moments where it's going to fucking get tough and you got to question yourself, like, do I really want to be in this? But at the end of the day, if you love and care somebody, you're going to put in the effort, you're going to put in the work, and you're going to make shit happen.
Yeah. So I think that we definitely touched on this topic with a lot of passion because I know I was very passionate. Yeah. Because I was, I mean, it's just annoying.
Because it, you know, it bothers me, mm-hmm. you know, because I know we both have so much love to give. And when it's not reciprocated back in return in the manner of which we give it, mm-hmm. you know, it does bother us and it does hurt, mm-hmm. you know? And then when you're dealing with men who say, I love you and say, I care about you, but you're not showing it. Mm-hmm. And then you're wondering why I'm acting this way. It's yeah. like, do you not see how you're treating me?
Right.
What you're doing for me to react this way? And if you really want me here, you'll put in that effort to make shit work and be better so we can be together.
Right. Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, it's, and I know there's a lot of people who are going through that. The roller coaster ride of relationships, ups
emotional
and downs.
Roller coaster. Yeah. I said it before.
That's right.
So we're gonna wrap up this week's episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at ladyintheharlot@gmail.com.
Check out our website at ladyintheharlot.com, where we have all of our episodes from the beginning to end.
Yes.
Listen to us on Spotify, Apple, wherever podcasts are on. Leave a positive review if you like what you hear, please.
And remember, you're not alone, okay? We're here.
Yeah, because we're all going through the same shit. Just on different levels together.
I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
We'll catch you around next time.
Bye.